Assis Moreira, Valor Econômico São Paulo. To Mrs. Suminen, which sector do you see the most support from the business people to sectorial liberalization? It's only chemical, or there are any other sectors that it would be would have sectorial liberalization now?
Yeah, we had a wide variety of sectors there, and perhaps it was in our group that there happened to be people who understand this particular sector. But in general, I think there were agreements that, you know, these perhaps cross different sectors, such as consumer protection laws, consumer data protection, and so forth. This was a topic that was floated quite widely, given that it affects a number of different sectors, right, and it affects companies big and small. So that was something that people felt quite strongly about, as was the local content rules. How could we set some common standards around those, and then perhaps the investment as well. So it was perhaps cutting more across economic sectors and in these different topics, but there was also a recognition that further deliberation may be warranted in these areas, whereas in certain sectors like chemicals, we probably know much more, you know, what to do right away. So it seemed to be a popular sector, but perhaps it was the composition of the group as well, in part.
So I think it's true. Well, there are many other sectors. The chemical sector seems a little more organized, and they seem to have a lot more. They have both levels. They have the big companies, but they also have the SMEs. But they seem internationally they are more organized, and they are able to engage better. And so they shared quite a lot of lessons with the others, and I think this will be very helpful for other sectors.
Questions? Tom Miles, please.
Tom Miles from Reuters. I'd like to follow up about the chemicals sector. Can you explain what they want from a trade agreement? What's their thinking? And what is the prospect? I mean, this is a great list of things that the business world would like to see, but, you know, the delivery at the World Trade Organization has not been great, apart from the trade facilitation agreement, because things get stuck, and, you know, it only takes one country to decide they don't want to see it, and then it just doesn't happen, and then the subject may move to something like the TPP or the TISA negotiations or the TPIP or the TTIP, you know, and it ends up in a minority. So, Mr. Azevedo, do you think the WTO is able to deliver on any or all of these things? Is it in a state of mind to, you know, turn its negotiating power to this, and do the business representatives feel optimistic? Thanks.
I'll let Katy respond to the first question at least, which is what today. I was not in the meeting, so I heard very briefly, but she's the one who was there the full time. So
yeah, and I certainly can comment on the specifics of that particular sector, but I think the discussion on chemicals was motivated by our discussion of what was a great success of the WTO, in fact, in Nairobi, which is the Information Technology Agreement, and perhaps using a similar modality for the chemical sector. There's a wide range of products, right, and similar ideas of liberalizing this sector worldwide, given that it's a critical input for this sector, provides critical inputs and final products as well for a number of companies and number of countries. So it seemed like there's a critical mass there. And as for am I optimistic, I think this is a terrific initiative of the WTO, and I'm highly optimistic that we have seen a great dialogue today, and hopefully we'll be able to do this in the longer run. So the business community, I think, is very committed to this interaction.
Sorry, just about chemicals, we're basically talking about tariff cutting, low tariffs.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, on what the WTO can deliver, I think that what is interesting is that, you know, the business people who are here today talking to us, they refer to outcomes that recently the WTO achieved in different formats. So, for example, the trade facilitation was a fully multilateral outcome. It was very flexible, where members can decide how they engage, how they commit, how quickly, and also with the promise of technical assistance and capacity building, which is something that they themselves said this is an important pillar and that the WTO has to deliver more in this area. They also mentioned plurilateral agreements like ITA. They mentioned the fact that we are negotiating environmental goods, and they're thinking maybe these things can be replicated in other sectors. And as they said here, apparently chemicals was mentioned more than anything else. Like they said, probably it's because they were more organized or they were represented here in other sectors. Maybe we'll take that example and propose things for them as well. They also mentioned both hard law and soft law. So they also said, look, there are areas where binding legal commitments may be appropriate and achievable and doable. There may be some other areas where that is not possible and not ripe. So why don't we start with soft law by introducing, say, best endeavors or benchmarks based on best practice and things of the kind. So I think it's early to tell where and how the WTO can deliver on any of those things. It depends. It depends on the nature of the proposal itself, on the approach that comes from them, and more importantly, that how members take these things on board. So I don't know. This is just the first shot. My understanding is that the group wants to continue this and maybe meet again and come back to us with more detailed proposals on how to approach those issues. And I suppose, I don't know because I didn't hear from them, I'm telling you now, that maybe there are some of those things which are doable in the short term, that maybe others will be doable in the medium term and others in the long term. But as far as I am concerned, I'm completely open-minded. The whole point is to have this discussion and to brainstorm further with them and with members and see what can be done. Clearly, the WTO can do things. We have been doing a lot in just 2 years. So I'm quite confident that we can deliver on many of those things. It's about figuring out the best approach for each one of them.
Let me just add what the DG has said. One of the things I think that WTO has faced over the years, and we discussed a bit today, is that idea of people not understanding WTO. And so it's easy even to lobby your own government to reject something because you don't understand. And so I think once there's regular engagement and people understand what's happening, we'll start seeing a little bit of that getting reduced. But also where we have had governments who don't consult their own private sector. And so what they bring out in these discussions, it does not reflect what really business needs. And so, again, what we're encouraging the business community to do is to engage with their governments on a regular basis, have structured engagement so that government voices the concerns and the ideals of business and not just what they think is the right thing. So I think some of those things will start helping as there's more engagement with business on matters WTO.
We have time for one more question. Yes, please.
Laurent Cyrus, Swiss News Agency. Mr. Azevedo, do you think that this dialogue could be more formalized in the future and, for instance, in a kind of advisory group before ministerial conferences or something like that? What do you think the path this dialogue can take?
Look, like I said, this is the first one. In this particular case, it was business that approached us. If I'm understanding, next week we're going to have something also with the T20, which is think tanks and academia who want also to be part of this conversation. There may be the situation where other constituencies want to give their input as well. This is an embryonic thing. We have to see how it evolves. If they suggested, actually, in the meeting today, they actually suggested that we have something more formal, more institutional in this conversation. And my response to them during the meeting was that let's see how this evolves. Let's see how much we can take out of this, whether this engagement can be sustained. Let's see how it goes. I'm open-minded about that. Members, I think, themselves will have to have a say on how they want to develop this. As I was leaving the room just now, with the when they were presenting their views to members, I had some members come to me and say, well, we didn't know very much about what was going on. Maybe members could be more involved in this conversation. And I said, look, they approached me. They wanted to have this conversation. They want this dialogue with the WTO. We're facilitating that. If members feel value, see value in this and want to be more engaged and things like that, all these things will have to be developed as we go along, I think. I am open-minded. I think the business community is open-minded. Other stakeholders are interested in having this conversation too, or this kind of conversation as well. Let's see how it goes, and then we'll decide on whether we are doing it the right way or whether we need to adapt, formalize more, or even make it even more informal. I don't know. That we'll see as we go.
Director General Azevedo, Carol Kariuki, Kati Suominen, thank you very much, and thank you to you. Good afternoon.